Welcome to the Health Reflections podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring the world of anti-cancer living and empowering you to take control of your health. I'm Finola, your host and guide on this transformative journey towards a vibrant and resilient life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with wonderful guests. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Health Reflections podcast. Today, I would like to talk about something that can affect us all at some point in our life, and that is stress. More specifically, what stress and anxiety can do to our body and why trying to find balance and well-being can really help with this. Now, before starting, people listening to this podcast episode on YouTube might notice a new setup. And in case that you're listening in audio podcast, I just want to say that in previous episodes, I told you guys that we did a little bit of redecor in our home. So the setup of the podcast is different, and I am testing different, you know, spots in my home to see how I feel about the different setups. So the one on the sofa was really, really cozy. I really, really liked it. And generally for my podcast, I wanted to feel like we're having a very cozy and, you know, chill conversation, even though sometimes we're talking about very important topics. And I have seen some people doing their podcast in their kitchen, and my kitchen is really small, and I thought maybe this corner right here with my coffee and my tea little shelf behind me would be really cute. So yeah, let me know what you think, let me know if you like it. You can maybe vote which scenario you prefer, and also feel free to suggest any ideas that you would like me to try. When I finish trying different scenarios in the home, maybe I can create some type of carousel and do a poll, and we can vote to see which one feels better. But yeah, let's see how we feel with today's episode here in the kitchen, at least for people watching on YouTube. People listening on the audio, you might not care. So the reason why I wanted to do this podcast episode is because lately, I have been feeling very tired. Like every single time someone asks me how I'm doing, my answer is tired. I don't feel stressed. I do feel motivated. However, I feel very tired to do every single thing that I want to do. It's like the energy in my brain and the energy in my body is not matching. It is not aligned. And sometimes it can happen that we're stressed and we're not even aware about it. Sometimes it can happen that we're so used to being stressed that it's like completely normal. And in reality, being in constant stress can have huge negative impacts to our health. And this is why I really want to bring awareness today. The persistence of feeling tired continuously, and this may also come with getting sick very often. This can be aligned with chronic stress. Stress, particularly long-lasting stress, can result in continuous physiological reactions that exhaust our body's resources, leading to fatigue, which, as slightly mentioned before, can show symptoms such as feeling worn out all the time, lacking energy, having difficulties with concentrating, and also having stress, long-lasting stress. This can weaken our immune system, which of course makes us more susceptible to infections like getting colds and just getting sick very often. So because I slightly mentioned it, I think it's going to be the first thing that I mentioned today. One of the things that is highly impacted by long-lasting stress, chronic stress, and all of these things that we're mentioning today is our immune system. In our fast-paced modern society, stress is a very common experience, and this can negatively impact our immune system. This undesirable effect of stress can result, as I just mentioned, in our bodies being more susceptible to infections and diseases. Stress just acts like a party crusher undermining the strength and efficiency of our immune system. It reduces our body's natural defense mechanisms' ability to effectively combat and ward the invasion of harmful pathogens. The next thing that I want to mention, and the order of which I'm mentioning its impacts on our health, is not in any priority. I think it's maybe the way I feel it affects myself. So I think the immune system for me is the first thing that I notice, because as soon as I have prolonged stress, I get sick very, very often. The next thing that I can see whenever I'm stressed is insomnia. So this is what I want to mention now. Insomnia is basically the difficulty of falling asleep or staying asleep. And stress can mess up with our sleep schedule, leading to insomnia. When we're stressed, our body's arousal response is dialed up, which is similar when you turn up the volume of a stereo. As a result of this, our bodies and minds find it harder to relax, unwind, and transition into a state of rest, which is essential for initiating sleep. Having sleep deprivation can have a huge negative impact in our health. I'm not going to discuss all the details in today's episode, because if not, we can be here forever. But when our bodies and our minds don't have time to rejuvenate and recover, this can lead to a decrease in our overall function. We can feel mood swings, a weakened immune system, concentration difficulties, and an increased risk of chronic illnesses. The next thing that I would like to mention in today's episode is depression and anxiety. Long-term stress or chronic stress can lead to serious mental health challenges. And these are conditions like depression and anxiety. This is experienced because when we have stress for a very long time, this has the potential to disrupt the delicate balance of chemicals in our brains. These chemicals, such as serotonin and dopamine, which I'm sure you have heard of before, play an integral role in regulating and managing our mood. And this, again, can lead to other serious issues in our health. It can worsen our sleep, of course. It can affect our appetite. It can reduce our energy levels, and so on. Since I just mentioned the appetite, I want to talk about the digestive issues that can come when we have stress. There are different scenarios regarding digestive issues when we're stressed. Me, for instance, it's like there's a huge hole in my stomach whenever I'm stressed, whenever I'm anxious. I eat non-stop. I am an emotional eater, and I just eat my feelings. I have friends that whenever they're stressed and anxious, their stomach just closes and they cannot eat anything whatsoever. And then I have other friends that whenever they're stressed and anxious, they vomit non-stop. I don't know if you can relate with any of this that I just mentioned, or maybe you have your own symptoms. If you want, you can share. But yes, long-term stress, chronic stress can lead to digestive issues. And these issues can be irritable bowel syndrome and ulcers. The reason why this happens is because stress has the ability to disrupt the gut bacteria. The reason why this happens is because stress has the ability to disrupt the balance of the gut bacteria, which is critical for maintaining a healthy digestive system. When this balance is disrupted, it can cause inflammation in our gastrointestinal tract. And this inflammation can then manifest into other symptoms, like stomach pains, irregular bowel movements, and so on. Now, if you're the same as me, whenever I'm stressed, as I just mentioned, I am an emotional eater and I cannot stop eating and I will never feel full. Generally, this comes by hand with craving junk food, non-healthy food, lots of sugar, chocolate, things like that. Like generally when I'm feeling like this, the last thing that I want is to grab strawberries or make myself a detox smoothie. What I want is just really junk food. And this is really bad for our bodies, especially in the amounts that we tend to have this when we're having such insane cravings due to our stress and our anxiety. This can result in spikes and crashes in our blood sugar levels, leading to fatigue, irritability, and lack of focus. So even though we think in the moment we are feeling better, at the end, we're making everything worse. And I say we, because this is really my case. Treating my cravings and this eating habits that I have when I'm stressed and full of anxiety is one of the things that I'm currently working on. And that's why I'm practicing lots of mindfulness and trying to adapt the slow living practices into the crazy city life to try and solve this problem. Because really, whenever this happens, when the whole of the stomach stops being there, the pain is huge and I feel so uncomfortable, I'm bloated, and lots of other symptoms that I'm not going to mention in this episode. But yes, this habit is a really bad habit. The next thing that I would like to mention is cardiovascular health. One of the things that can happen when we live in constant stress and chronic stress is serious health issues such as high blood pressure and heart diseases, among other cardiovascular complications. And this is due to the way stress is able to trigger the fight or flight response within our bodies. Even though this primal reaction is very useful in short bursts during emergency situations, forces our heart rate and blood pressure to spike. These sudden increases are harmful when they become a regular occurrence, as they put a significant amount of strain on our blood vessels and heart over extended periods of time. And the last thing that I would like to mention in today's episode is memory problems. Having stress can really impair our memory and our cognitive function, affecting our ability to process information and recall details. And I have really experienced this. Whenever I'm stressed, I have brain fog. And apart from having difficulties into listening what people are saying to me or trying to process the information, I cannot remember things that I do. When I have a week full of different tasks that I have to do, mainly in the lab, and I am under an insane amount of stress, when the week passes, I am not able to tell what I have done. And sometimes I have to write down on the day what I did, just because I know that when that week finishes, I will not be able to remember what I did. And I did so many things. And it has happened to me in several occasions when I am asked, oh, what do you do this week? How much did you progress on your PhD? And I am unable to put it into words. Like, I know I worked so much and I did so many things, but I'm not able to dive into the details. And the reason behind this is because of the negative impact that stress can have in our hippocampus, which is a crucial part of our brain. This part of our brain is the VAP when it comes to memory and learning. So any damage in the hippocampus due to chronic stress can lead to serious consequences to our cognitive abilities. So mentioned all of this, I think it is pretty obvious that taking care of ourselves is extremely important, and having the ability to manage our stress and anxiety levels is crucial. I know that in the perfect world, stress would never happen, anxiety would never happen, but sadly, that is part of life. And it's not like stress and anxiety is never going to happen to you, but the thing that I try to focus is having control over my stress and anxiety rather than letting my stress and anxiety have control over me. So by learning, by baby steps, I try to build the habits into understanding what stress does to me and how I react or how I let it accumulate until I burst. And this I do by learning and practicing, and also therapy has helped me massively. And this is why I really wanted to mention today finding balance and well-being. Finding balance and well-being can reduce the impact of stress and lead to a healthier life. A balanced lifestyle allows us to manage stress more effectively, preventing it from escalating to chronic stress. By maintaining balance between work and personal life, physical activity and rest, social interaction and solitude, we can create an environment conducive to well-being. Incorporating habits like a regular fitness routine, a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and mindfulness practices like meditation and yoga can help manage our stress and anxiety levels. Regular exercises releases endorphins, which are the body's natural mood boosters. And a balanced diet just provides our bodies with the essential nutrients for our bodies to function optimally. Adequate sleep rejuvenates our mind and our body, improving our capacity to cope with stress. And mindfulness practices help us stay present and avoid excessive worrying about the past and the future. Social connections also play a huge role into managing stress. Spending time with our loved ones, sharing our worries, or simply just having a good time with them and having a good laugh, this can really help to reduce our stress levels. A strong support network can provide a sense of belonging, and this can really help us to navigate through life's ups and downs. Another thing is finding joy in our daily activities. Whether it's a hobby, spending time in nature, or even exploring a new place, this can greatly enhance our mood and our well-being. These activities provide us a huge break of our daily routine and can really help with us reconnecting with ourselves, bringing a sense of peace and calm. So the message today is not about eliminating stress entirely, but about learning how to manage it correctly. By finding balance and prioritizing your well-being, we can not only reduce the negative impact of stress, but also increase our overall quality of life. So yes, this is what I really wanted to share today, because this is how I'm currently feeling. Again, I don't feel stressed. However, I think I am under stress because of how my body has been reacting lately. I got food poisoning, I got sick with a cold. A lot of people are getting sick with a cold. There's something going around. I have a weak immune system, so of course I got it. And last week I had vertigo, which I have never had in my entire life. So when I get sick so often, and when I have people saying, oh my God, you're always sick, that is like, okay, maybe there is something happening that we need to look into. And sometimes we don't even notice that we're stressed because it is so common that we miss it. And I really wanted to share these tips and how harmful long time and chronic stress can be for our health, and share a little bit about finding balance. And in the next YouTube video, I'm actually going to take you with me on a daily routine, full day, maybe a few days. I'm still not sure how I'll do it. And I will show you how I try to find balance to manage stress and anxiety. So yeah, I'm really excited about this. And yeah, I really hope that you liked it. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
That's it for today's episode of the Health Reflections podcast. If you would like to have more information, you can check out the show notes or go to the podcast section at finolameister.com. I hope this episode was valuable to you and inspired and empowered you into taking action. A reminder that we have a lovely community space called Healthy Life Dreamers, where we share experiences and support each other on this journey. I would love it if you would help me spread the word by leaving a review or sharing the podcast with anyone you think might need it. Thank you so much for being here today. See you in the next one.